It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
That's fucking wild.
Welcome everybody to the Aristocrats Radio Program. I'm Derek. With me as always, Matthew.
Come in my mouth.
And Kevin.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Yeah, I just realized where I got the "with me as always" from.
Oh,
Wayne's World.
Oh,
I'm Wayne. With me as always is Garth.
Hey.
Okay. And I say I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Okay.
Just great. Thought I'd throw that out there.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Wayne's World 1 or 2? Go.
2. Oh wow.
2.
I gotta go with 1.
2.
Yeah.
I like 2 a lot.
2.
It's one of those rare, good sequels. But I gotta go with 1.
Mm.
It was so influential on me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I got big into the Wayne's World. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
The second one didn't come out until years later, right? It was a while.
Not that many years later. I would say they were no more than 3 years apart, I want to say.
Yeah?
At the biggest spread, I think it was like 89, 93.
Wayne's World was 92.
Wayne's World was 92.
And Wayne's World 2 was 93?
93. They were back to back then.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. I would have sworn there was a big chunk of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was that much time went by since the last skit they did on SNL.
Mm.
When did Dana Carvey leave?
2004.
Let's look at all.
Yeah, he hung in there a while. Doing that church lady thing. It was hilarious.
She jumped broccoli.
Not going to do it.
She jumped broccoli.
Tia Carrera looks like shit now.
She looks horrible.
Yeah, I never thought she looked good.
Yeah, she wasn't my favorite.
I was into that.
I remember being in my uncle's house one time and finding a Playboy and being really excited and then finding out it had Tia Carrera in it and just putting it back.
Forget it.
Ugh. Her.
Ugh.
I have a confession that since childhood, my celebrity crush has always been Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yes.
And one time I was in New Brunswick at a deli, and they had Playboy with her on the cover, and I got really excited, and I thought I was going to see her naked, and I bought it, and I brought it outside, and I immediately start thumbing through the pages, and when I found out it was just an interview and there was no topless pictures, I threw it in the street and watched it get run over by a cab.
And then you turned gay.
Then I turned gay.
So. And then you were like, oh shit, there was other naked women in there. Mm-hmm. Probably should have hung on to that.
That was the first time I had a penis in my mouth.
Wow.
So there she is with all her plastic surgery.
You know who she's starting to look like? Or who I should say, you know who's starting to look like her?
Who's that?
I brought her over here. Saffron from Republica. Remember the lead singer?
Oh, yeah.
She was gorgeous. I don't know if you remember her really, like what she looked like.
Just from the album
cover. She had an amazing face. And now she looks like an old Asian lady. I don't know what happened. Because she used to have, like...
Maybe she turned into an old Asian lady.
Saffron. probably going to have to add Republican in there.
Yeah.
But now, like, her nose is, like, flat. It's, like, squashed down. When it was, like, pointy, like, 20 years ago. So.
She's a weird-looking chick.
What happened to her, though?
I don't know. Here she is. This is.
Yeah, like, what happened?
Is that a newer picture?
That's recent.
She looks all right to me.
She's, like, 40-something now. But. What, like, why does she look so weird now?
I don't know.
Like, bring her up from, like, the mid-90s. She looks like a completely different person. It almost looks like she's an Asian woman, like, doing Saffron cosplay. That's what it looks like. It's very weird. But when I just saw that Tia Carrera, I was like, wow, I'm like, it's kind of what Saffron's starting to look like.
Saffron. It's making me hungry.
Yeah,
I'm starving. I think this is an older picture. Yeah.
That's not a good picture. All
right. No, I'm trying to get like a like a non. Yeah, of course, there's like all these album covers and shoots and stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to get one of her normal looking.
Normal looking.
Baby, I'm ready to go. Yeah. That's them, right?
Yes.
Boop, bop, shout it out.
Oh. Oh, that's her. Oh.
Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah, I am familiar.
Yeah. There was like a bunch of hot girls in the 90s.
Sure, there certainly was. They like set a standard.
They did. Every once in a while, come across them.
They all kind of seemed attainable.
Yeah, because they look like, you know, chicks you would see in the street.
Sure. Or on the street.
No, actually, in the gravel. In the tarmac.
Wow.
I always found that one chick from White Zombie to be really hot.
Shaun, you saw, you know what? Pretty gross. Yeah. I thought she was hot on that one cover.
Yeah.
Well, that might have been the only place I ever saw her.
Yeah, she's not.
She's not very good looking.
What's her name?
Shaun Yassault. I think it's S-E-A-N or S.
Google will fix it for me.
S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, no, they won't.
And it's U-S-E-A-L-T.
The fuck?
Fuck. Don't she have such a fucking messed up name?
No, duh. I'm getting somebody here, but it's not her.
S-E-A-N-Y-S-E-U-L-T.
What? You...
What? That's what it is.
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N-Y-S-E-U-L-T. And I think the cover was it Last
there
Six or Sisto?
Yeah, she's a little rough looking.
Yeah. So remember the one...
Let me see this bitch.
One album cover where you can't really see her face. It's just like her hair coming down. She looks pretty hot.
Yeah.
And then she was in that band of all chicks.
Yeah, she's a little...
Wilson Phillips?
Wilson Phillips.
And I would, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just because of who she is?
Yeah.
No, she looks all right to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Take it down.
Do her dirty.
Yeah. Shauna Reynolds.
Speaking of chicks that do dirty.
Oh!
Stacey Keebler's back on the market.
Oh, my goodness.
Stacey
yes, she
Keebler.
Is.
And I'm lining up. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's a lot of women.
She a... Was she one of the divas or something?
Yeah.
Okay. She was...
Legs that never ended.
Yeah. She was... what was her name? Miss what?
Hancock.
Miss Hancock in...
Standards and Practices.
Yes. In WCW. She was like 19. And she was gorgeous. And then she went on to WWE. And where she became like the big woman wrestler. She would do like big boots and like it was funny to watch her wrestle because she could also like move because she has like the dance background, so it was kind of weird because she looked like a huge paper clip in the ring, like flopping around.
In WCW, she didn't really wrestle.
No.
She would come out with the Standards and Practices gimmick and then eventually would just strip on the announcer's table
exactly
every week.
Yeah,
and that was her role.
Stacey Keebler.
And who was she with?
George Clooney.
She was with
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is her here.
Certainly is. Oh. Yeah.
See, that's a terrible picture because it's not her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually looks kind of weird there.
Yeah. Well, hey, what are you going to do?
Derek's good for that.
Yeah. If you want a bad picture of somebody,
even like you the fucking, most beautiful women in the world,
you fucking talk to me.
Yeah. And she's just like, just famous, like, just for being like a hot ex-wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like saw her one day. He's like, I want those fucking legs.
Wrapped around my fucking face. Yeah.
What are her legs? 41 inches or something?
What?
41, no, 40, 42 or something? Oh my God.
God damn.
This is now like the second hour of the show. It's just
yeah,
this,
it's just
like,
pictures.
Looking at hot chicks.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, she is a piece of something. Get a picture of her ass up there. One of those ones in the underwear. or the one where she's at the chain link fence.
She's at the chain link fence.
Yeah, an ass. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ass if I've ever seen one.
Uh-huh. That is one.
I'd throw a batch at that at Walmart.
You know what? Kudos to her for keeping her body the way it is and not getting implants.
Yeah. She's only like 34, 35 maybe. She's only a couple years older than us, if that.
So you're saying I got a chance?
Maybe. Yeah, she's close to 6 foot.
Yeah, she's skinny too.
Yeah, she's very, very narrow, above the hips, but gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, Kev, that's good luck, man.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Call me. Good luck. Yeah. Maybe we'll be seeing her at some indie shows.
Yeah.
42-inch legs.
42 inches.
Mm-hmm. The average man's legs are about 35.
Ridiculous. How tall is she?
She's close to 6 foot.
That's wow.
Ridiculous. She's definitely eye to eye with you guys.
She's like an Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
She's Amazon.
Delicious.
Amazon. What's this you sent me, Steve? NAACP wants DOJ, Department of Justice, yes. I guess, to prosecute George Zimmerman.
What?
So now they're going after the whole civil suit and all that. Which it doesn't really matter anymore, right?
Well, like, now they're going to go for wrongful death.
But he can't go to jail for that.
No.
They can sue him.
But just like OJ, he lost the civil suit, but he just had to pay fines and shit.
They can just take Zimmerman's sweet condo or whatever.
I'm sure he'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
It's better than being in jail.
Where would he go to eat?
I don't know. Somewhere where there's no skills.
There should just always be pictures of Stacey Keibler, like in everybody's house.
Why don't we have a big cutout of Stacey Keibler?
Yeah, they make them at Staples.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They had a big cutout of one of the employees and says, ask us about our cardboard stand-ups. I was tempted, but I don't want to. I don't know. Have a cardboard cutout of. I already have China in the closet. My China closet.
Hey, now.
That is, yeah.
And every morning I go in there like a bull.
Bull in China's closet.
Wake up, honey.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to look at my own pictures of Stacey Keibler. Oh, mine.
Yeah,
right there.
The plane crash.
Yes.
And the TV station.
Sure.
That aired the apparent names of some of the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the place, but I'll play it anyway.
It's good.
It is very good. I didn't realize that they actually read the names.
Yeah, they like stopped in the middle.
No, she went right through.
She goes the whole thing?
She goes right
through.
Oh,
I thought she like realized it as she was doing it.
No.
She like got through the names and was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
New information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. And the NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We
Can't
are working
real.
To determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing
Can't
on
be real.
Saturday.
I absolutely believe it's real.
Yeah.
She is so, like, mortified.
Oh, my God.
Can't be real.
Apparently, it was an intern that gave them the information, and they just ran with it.
Can't
Captain
be real.
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
We Too Low. I like how she said, holy fook.
Yeah, fook. Asiana Airlines is considering legal action against Oakland's KTVW television. This after a summer intern at the NTSB mistakenly confirmed inaccurate and offensive names for the four pilots that caused the crash in San Francisco. The bogus names were that phonetically spelled out. Well, we get the joke. They're actually going to sue them for slander and all that.
I could see you reading this and being like, okay, some Ting Wong. It's a little odd.
Something Wong is like actually
the
almost
first
believable.
One. And
it's then, almost believable when, if there was none other ones.
When you
if
get down none, to no holy folk,
yeah.
That should raise an eyebrow. But then bang, ding, ow.
Yeah, they get worse and worse as they go along. Yeah.
We Too Low by itself is pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Some Ting Wong.
Well, the first two are almost like Chinese food.
Yeah.
Bad Chinese food items like Huflong Dung,
cream of some young guy.
Yeah, yeah, and
that old
egg foo young
some young fuck. You know, like the but come on, something wrong.
You think maybe she understood like halfway through, and she was just like, oh my,
she's
Lord.
Just committed because it's on the prompter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell is she gonna do? I mean, you saw what the last show we did when the fucking house exploded.
Sure,
and they just. I mean, they just plow.
Uh-huh.
Like, be fucking real. Like, if I'm in a studio doing a show, like right now, for example, and the fucking whole house shakes,
yeah,
I'm not just going to, oh, well,
something happened.
She dropped a pot of coffee. We're going to figure out what happened. Don't worry, folks. So awkward. Yeah. So awkward.
Yet you ignore when your mother comes down the stairs.
Sure.
Fuck her. She's not here.
Well, if you really want me to.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She was very disappointed that Steven wasn't here.
She was. Yes, she was. I'm disappointed. Steve.
Yeah, we too low.
Which I don't... Do we have any updates on Steve's condition?
No, I haven't talked to him.
After that unfavorable pumpkin
incident? He left the chat.
I hear he's sitting on an ice pack right now.
Butternut squash.
I hope he's sitting on something that's not a fucking pumpkin.
What?
I don't know.
Something pumpkin.
Machi machi. There is a company affiliated with, oh boy, Smirnoff Vodka, Captain Morgan Rum, Gordon's Gin, Bailey's, and Guinness. It's this firm, and what they're doing is they're getting clips of drunk people, and they're putting them up on YouTube in an effort to stop binge drinking, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of like a public shaming.
Is there any other type of drinking?
I don't know. But I don't know if it's going to work. You want to watch this?
Yeah. I have a segue after this about
sure.
So... The nominations for this year's most embarrassing performance in a drinking role are... Now you see him. Now you don't.
That's terrific.
Beats dancing around your handbag.
Whoa!
That looks like a new dance.
Look familiar.
He looked like he smacked his face. Yeah.
Twister. Oh, this is not going to be good.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's down. He's down. He's down. And he's good. He's good. He's good. And he's not good. He's not good.
Man, that's one fucked up escalator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sure, face plant.
Seeing that on Facebook tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Do you embarrass your friends? Think. Want to know more about your drinking? Ask me, Dave, at drinkscalculator.com.
So that just looked like a bunch of people having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd hang out with them.
I would.
Somebody's got to be a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Hot mess.
So they're doing this to try and kind of, yeah, I don't know. They think it's going to help. Trying to use humor.
You know what? I think people like doing that stuff.
I think people are just going to try and get on one of these commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now they have a goal.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they did.
Yeah.
Nope. See, I just watch that and I go, how do I be that guy?
Yeah. I'm watching and going, God, I can't remember last time I was that drunk. Mm-hmm. It looks like fun.
Wow. I didn't remember doing that. Now I can watch it.
I'm looking at the one broad trying to get her shoe, and I'm just like, man, it should be so easy to just.
I was waiting for her tits to fall.
I could take all these chicks home.
I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go into my segue?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
About public humiliation.
Sure.
Our good friend Kenny over at Yesticates.
Oh!
Yeah, I got another story that's going to put Steve to sleep.
Steve, wrap up yourself in a blanket.
Yeah. I told the story about the kid who stole the games and he wound up getting them back.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the kid's house and he made him cry. He actually made the kid cry. So I'm there the other day. Ken's playing some Crazy Climber. It's a pretty fun game, climbing up a building.
Sure.
And he's not paying attention to the counter. There's another person working. They weren't paying attention either. So there's these two girls in there. They're playing air hockey, but they've been there for like 3 hours, just hanging around, playing all the games. And all of a sudden, they're gone. And they didn't pay. Ken didn't realize this until the coworker came up and was like, hey, those two girls just walked out, and they didn't pay the counter. He's like, oh, shit. So he runs out, and I guess maybe he saw them walking down the street or whatever. So he calls the cops. To, you know, come check it out. But they're, by the time everything went down, they're, you know, long gone. I went out and I'm like driving around to the local Wawa and 7-Eleven, you know, places that the girls might go to, you know, hang out afterwards. It's pretty late though. It's about 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
You know, we tried like the Broadway Diner, which is a 24-hour diner right, you know, a block from the arcade. And, you know, Ken goes,
find these whores?
Oh, hold on. Oh, we're getting there. Ken goes in there and he reports it and describes them or whatever. So we come back. Cop comes. He's describing them. And I hear the cop talking, you know, into his radio, giving a description. And I said to him, I'm like, officer, I'm like, he put them as like 20 to 30. And I'm like, officer, they were like 16, 17 years old. Like, they definitely shouldn't have been out. He's like, really? Okay. He's just like, all right. He's like, you know, update that, you know, could be as young as teenagers. So. They didn't find him, but the next morning, somebody from the Broadway Diner came in and said, there was a picture posted last night on Tumblr or on, what's it called, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Of a couple girls in Yesticates. Are these the girls? Yep, it was them. They posted a picture of themselves in the back room. Now, that would have been one thing, right? It would have been one thing just for...
Wait, how did they find it?
Somebody must have just happened to be like, maybe the guy was thinking about it and was like, you know, pissed off because it's a local business getting ripped off, you know, mm-hmm. $60, you know, so maybe he was like going through and was like looking through things tagged with Yesticates, or it could have just been like a local thing and just happened to see it.
Hmm.
So he literally came over there and showed him, and it was the two girls. So Ken posted a picture on his Facebook. Saying that, you know, when you're going to walk out on my business, it's probably not a good idea to post your picture in my business. And it's also probably not a good idea to post your driver's license and your high school diploma on your Instagram so that I can get your contact information.
Wow.
How stupid.
He put this up on Facebook?
How stupid is that? He took it down.
Oh.
He took it down.
Damn it.
After they paid. Yes. That's unbelievable. Why would you ever do that? Posting a picture of your driver's license.
So you got a hold of him, I guess?
Yeah, he got a hold of him, all right. The parents never got back to him, but the girls did.
Yeah.
Lols.
Yeah, and they were 17 years old.
Did they have an excuse?
Here's the thing. When they were in there, the first thing the girl said to him when Ken was giving him the wristbands was, I didn't have to pay last time. He's like, well, you got to pay when I'm here, so, you know, you're going to pay. So he gave him the wristbands. So he was already a little suspicious of him. When they called back, she said that she didn't know that you had to pay at first. And then she said something like, our ride was here and we had to leave and nobody was at the counter.
That could be.
He looked at the camera and they waited 15 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was less than 15 seconds.
Did they go to the counter?
They like went to the counter and like looked around for a couple seconds and they just like booked. Yeah. So they wound up getting caught though. He's good, man.
You think I can pull that off at a grocery store? Just go to a register, nobody's at, and be like, oh, well, nobody came. All right.
Yeah, nobody came. I got to go. My ride's
here.
Turn
the light on.
My ride's
lit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. They thought that it was closed. The thing kept going back and forth. So then they called the Red Bank police and tried to report him for harassment.
Really?
Yes. And he asked
for cyber stalking them.
Well, he's like, what happened? Why made him do this? Because he's been living here for, you know, many years now, and he's been running this business for a couple of years. You know, we know him pretty well. And basically, they tried to file the complaint when the officer said, you know, we're going to have to talk to your parents because you're both minors.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, never mind.
Forget it.
So, wow.
People are scumbags.
Yeah.
Kids are fucking dumb.
Yeah, douchey tools.
All of them. I'm glad I never was one.
You aren't?
No.
I'm glad I was never a 16-year-old girl.
Well, I mean,
oh.
I was
oh.
a 16-year-old girl.
That one time.
Yeah. And then went to Thailand.
Oh, God.
Got an operation.
Nice.
Nice. And had an addictomy.
Yeah.
Had an addictomy. Unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
What is this? South Korea Loveland?
What?
It's a amusement park dedicated to sex.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Yeah, but I didn't believe it.
Oh, what the hell is this?
Oh. Stacy Keibler again.
Videos?
Looks like it. Oh, hello.
We don't need that fucking... Why are they just showing...
I don't know.
Which is Gangnam Style.
I don't feel like playing the music.
Oh.
This is some kind of park in South Korea that is dedicated to sex.
Hello.
Yeah. I don't even know if we're allowed to be showing these pictures.
I don't know, but there's a guy standing there with a nozzle for his cock, and there's
giant
some
penis.
Kind of, bizarrely shaped.
The only giant penis you'll see in South Korea.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's a sigh in there.
I don't know.
They're just still trying to capitalize.
Is he like the Justin Bieber of Korea?
Wow, that's pretty graphic.
Yeah, it's pretty.
This is some kind of park.
Mm-hmm. Where you can just see all... art that's like, oh, there we go. Wow.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you got that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Jeju Loveland, J-E-J-U. Jeju Loveland. And it's all like sculptures and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it.
A peace sign.
Yeah, we know what it does. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a crank.
It's a crank.
And, yeah.
I love the
look at the penis.
Yeah, I love when the penis comes out and goes back in so perfectly.
Yeah,
over and over.
Is that Scooby-Doo?
Fucking!
It looked like Scooby-Doo. The peace sign,
just shooting a piece over another couple,
and shooting his piece. Oh, there's some bizarre statue with large breasts sitting on top of another statue.
This is just a place with a bunch of statues of
it's just endless.
Naked people.
It really is.
Someone's getting the tombstone.
Well, hi there.
Oh, there's a power bomb.
Yeah.
And
is that just, and they're just riding a giant dick, huh?
Yeah. The dick was like supposed to be like a whale. Oh, there's Stacy Keibler's ass.
Yeah.
Life size.
Yeah.
Right there. Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Very impressive. Oh, twisted penis.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, there's a penis with
that's cutting off the blood there a little bit.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Man.
A glory hole?
Looked like it.
What the fuck?
Some kind of spiral maze with little balls on the end of it. And another crank.
No, it's a different position, though.
Yeah. Missionary, right?
Yeah, missionary.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a dog pissing.
Yes.
Right, do you have to pay to go to this?
I guess so.
I don't...
I feel like the novelty of naked statues gets old pretty quickly.
A theme park erected on the South Korean island of Jeju, is a leading
George
candidate
Zimmerman.
For the world's kinkiest theme park. I would think it's probably one of the only ones. Ever since its debut in 2004, Jeju Loveland has been arousing the interest of tourists because of its collection of more than 140 salacious statues and erotic exhibitions.
Salacious?
What did I say?
I'm just making fun of the word.
Salacious crumb. that graphically depict all sorts of sexy situations between humans, animals, and humans and animals. No. I think we didn't say any of those.
We do.
It's the size of two soccer fields.
That's not
it takes
very
an hour to see. Less if you just want a quickie.
Waka waka.
The sculptures were created by a group of art school grads.
Oh, art, of course.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
and there's a playground for kids there, too.
Of course there is.
You can leave your kids there.
I can't leave the kids
monkey
out.
Monkey bars that all look like dicks. what is it?
Fountain, just
you know that. You know that little horse thing that's on a spring? That
yeah.
Rock yeah. By? Yeah, it's just a dick.
It's a dick.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, it's just a really extremely curved penis like they were riding on.
What do they call that thing? There's like a carousel, right? The thing you run, spins around, you jump on.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, it's just dicks.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
dicks. Everything's just dicks.
Yep. Big spinning dicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just getting slapped with them.
Well, right down the slide. It's shaped like a curved penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right at the end there, you hit the helmet. It's great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Got some wrestling news for
you. Oh, shoot.
Money in the Bank tonight.
Yeah, boy.
Guess who Mr. Money in the Bank is?
Rob RVD. Indem.
What?
RVD?
Nope.
Is it Earthquake?
Oh.
Earthquake.
Well, this might be causing earthquakes in the wrestling world.
It's hold on. I got it. It was the British Bulldog.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh.
Cronus?
No.
Oh.
It's not Doink either.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, come
You're
on.
Fucked up. Go ahead. Well, who was it?
Damien Sandow.
I don't know who it is. I'm guessing nobody likes him.
I actually do like him a lot. It's just that we killed him. With the dead wrestler references.
Oh.
It just lost its thunder. Mm. That's kind of an important thing for wrestling because he's got a character. He's entertaining.
Mm.
But he does have a long way to go. So it's very early considering that he'll definitely win the world title within a year.
Hmm. Is that statistically Money in the Bank? You got it?
Pretty much.
Huh.
Right?
I haven't followed well enough to know lately.
It's pretty just about everybody.
Yeah. Well, they always win it after, like, it's always been cashed in after somebody's already had a match, and then, oh, here comes the guy with the briefcase.
I think that's kind of cheap.
That was the whole point. It's really a heel thing.
But they do it every single time.
Yeah. There was only one time they didn't do it. I think it was with John Cena.
Because he's a stand-up motherfucker.
And he didn't
John Cena.
I don't think he won.
You know, I saw this documentary about John Cena where he had just come back from being on tour as a Marine, and he had to be a security guard, and his like sister got kidnapped or something.
Really?
I think you're thinking of the movie The Marine.
No, that was a documentary I saw.
Well, okay.
Why he wore camo shorts.
Yeah. All the time.
And salutes every time he comes out.
I like that documentary with him eating the 30 pounds of grilled chicken and 40 pounds of steak a week. That was a good one.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
You got any steak?
5 gallons of milk.
Let's go get some steaks.
12 dozen eggs.
Let's go to Outback. Skip the show.
Yeah. We'll just do the show from Outback from now on.
That's a good idea.
Wrestling. They got Wi-Fi there?
Maybe. Hmm. Well, you might be able to pick up the...
Hojo's?
Just the...
what is it now? It's not Hojo's
anymore. The Days Inn, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed there once.
I did not.
Oh. The one over here?
Yes.
Why?
I had to leave the house. Oops.
Oops a daisy.
It's like, you know what? Now I'm going across the street.
See ya.
Well.
It was nice, too.
Mm. It looks nice.
It is.
They got a pool.
Ooh. Do they?
Yeah.
Do they
inside?
Have a,
or outside?
Outside.
Do they have a fitness center?
Probably.
I think they had a small one, yeah.
Do they have continental breakfast?
Oh. I'm pretty sure.
I hate Continental.
You know what? That's on the way to work for me. I should just stop in for Continental Bread.
You should.
I don't know why I'm wasting money at like Manhattan Bagel. I could just run.
Sir, what's your room number? 4.
Oh, okay.
50. I do like the ones that where you can make your own waffles, though.
Yeah.
Those are pretty badass. Except for the fact that nobody knows how to work a fucking waffle machine.
Probably not.
So wait, what do?
They have the little like bathroom cups full of batter.
Yeah.
Just put it in there and turn it.
And that's it and that's all. That's just it, for decoration.
I think the best breakfast I ever had at a hotel was at the Marriott up by Giant Stadium. Except it wasn't complimentary, but it was they had this amazing fucking egg bar. Just anything, any way you could think of eggs, just all there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I like me some eggs.
And then I dropped a glass of orange juice and got really embarrassed and left.
And then you dropped the load. Right?
And then you asked if it was complimentary, and they said, hey, really no. Good job spilling the orange juice. Really.
Yep. Are we just going to like do that now?
Yeah.
Just intentionally make bad jokes.
Sure.
Kevin can play the clips.
I love it. Something new.
Yeah.
You know, we're phasing out the Jesse Ventura.
Ah.
And now I'm making way for some new talent.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
We lost Kevin Chalk as a listener. Mm-hmm.
No, it's true.
True. Do that.
He went out of his way to tweet a thank you to you.
Yeah, I didn't realize what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I must have did the Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Derek.
What's this guy you sent me, Kev?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
he, like, lined up with the Aristocrats guy.
Yeah.
It's like he morphed into him.
You remember when we did a story about the guy who claimed to be an ECW wrestler who had, like, the Finding Metal show or whatever?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like that guy.
It does, yeah. He looks like he could be, like, Taz's brother.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'm out of shape.
Get some wine.
Fuck, what's his name? That's, shit, Taz's cousin.
Chris Chetty?
Yeah, Chetty now.
Just Chetty?
Yeah. Well, this guy, Grants Pass, Oregon. Courts records show an Oregon man told police he was using his assault rifle as a crutch.
Wait a minute, his assault rifle?
Yes.
It's called an assault. They call it an assault rifle.
Never hear they did.
It's probably not an assault rifle, but okay. Continue.
He was using it as a crutch to help him get up from a couch at a friend's apartment when it fired a burst through the ceiling and killed a little girl upstairs. Oops.
Whoops-a-daisy.
What the...
Oh,
what
button.
Was that? And then he made a porn. Okay. A police affidavit. That's it. You're fired. Police affidavit says John Andrew Meyer Jr. told investigators the gun went off accidentally. Defense lawyer says he had been assured that the gun was not fully automatic.
It was fully automatic.
Apparently.
It wasn't what he intended to buy.
Well, I guess somebody gave it to him to get off a couch.
Oh, here you go.
what is this?
Here, man, you get off this couch. I'll give you semi-automatic.
What I don't understand is...
Can you help me up? Fuck no, I'm not gay. Here, take a gun.
If I was going to use a gun to get up, I would definitely do it with the fucking...
Down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, sure.
I mean, just for my own safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let alone, you know, little girl upstairs.
This guy doesn't look like a responsible gun owner to me.
He doesn't look like a responsible human.
Yeah.
He's being held on $250,000 bail, charges of manslaughter, assault, and unlawful possession of a machine gun.
Mm. That's right.
Authorities say he was responsible for the reckless burst of rifle fire that killed a 5-year-old Elisa Bobbitt of Shady Cove and wounded apartment resident Karen Hancock. The girl in Hancock. Upstairs at the same in the same apartment.
Wait, it wasn't Miss Hancock, right?
No.
Standards and practices.
This is just one of those stories where it's like, what?
This is really
why?
Bad.
What? No.
This is like the perfect story, you know, to talk about this whole topic.
Yeah.
Of people getting fully automatic weapons, which are very difficult to get. I don't know how this guy got one. But
not only does he have one, but he's using it to help himself off the couch.
Well, he's at a friend's apartment, so either it's the friend's,
it's
gun, or he's bringing assault rifles to his friends' houses.
It's not legal if it's fully automatic
to get off a couch.
Mm-hmm. So, question is, where'd he get it from?
I think he accidentally
The end table next to the couch, probably.
I think he just accidentally fired it and came up with that story.
How do we get around this?
I was drinking.
Okay. I was sitting on the couch. I had to get up. And the only thing around me was an assault rifle.
I used it as a crutch. And
We were playing a game of hot potato with it. And
hot potato. Why was it loaded?
I don't know.
That's another question. Why was it loaded in the house, like, just chilling with them?
Gotta be ready for anything.
Yeah. Well,
normally, I use it to change the channels on the television.
Got me one of those titanium remotes. It's hard to push the buttons, so I just fire spread at it.
My fingers have gotten too fat to hit the remote buttons, so I just use my gun.
Mm-hmm. I think I was from Oregon, and we're just like, hey.
What are the gun laws in Oregon?
I have no idea. Roddy Piper would know.
Argon.
Argon.
Well, you know. What we're dealing with here is one of the original village people.
Oh, what a dork.
So, what's the verdict on this guy?
He's done. He's toast.
Piece of
shit. How miserable he is.
He should be miserable. Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Just kill the 5-year-old girl. I mean, his fat ass couldn't get off a couch.
It's just negligence, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, bike riding bank robber, age 12.
Are you just finding stories right now?
Kev's sending me stuff.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kev.
Like a good boy. Well, he's not bringing the funny, so he's bringing the stories.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
I had the great thing about Bill Cosby. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. It is. Let's just play. It's a video. I like videos.
We'll see only on Local 4 News this morning. Most children tucked into bed, sleeping overnight,
up,
safe and sound. But one child was up and up to no good.
What's up, slut? We're talking about a child who could be as young as 8, perhaps 9 or 10, taken away in cuffs after breaking into a bank during the middle of the night. It happened at the Bank of America on Greenfield near 696 in Southfield.
Local 4's Sean Lay live at the police station now, where that child's mom arrived just a short time ago. What'd she have to say, Sean?
Boy, she is at a loss for words right now and just furious. She came here to pick up her son. She left without her son. We'll show you that video, but also get right to the video of this bank and how easy it was for this kid to get in. Guys, investigators are telling me that when they arrived, they found this little boy inside a Bank of America branch in Southfield. He told them he was 8. Then he gave them a birth date, which would make him 9. They think, however, he might be just 10 years old. Only Local 4 cameras are there this morning to show you this stunning scene. A young boy let out of a Bank of America branch in handcuffs.
Is that actual
Skittles?
Video?
He's got Skittles in his pocket.
Is that an actual video?
The branch on Greenfield.
Think so.
Is that a reenactment?
In Southfield. Here's what we know. Police got a call from the bank's alarm company that someone broke through the bank's front door and was inside. When police arrived, they could see the boy going through the teller's open drawers and collecting cash and rolls of coins. How did the boy get in? That's just as stunning.
Easily, his parents instructed him exactly on how to get in, and he followed the rules to a T.
An hour ago, the boy's mother arrived at the police department. At first, she was told to come pick up her son. Ma'am, what did they tell you? But our cameras are rolling as she left just moments ago without her son, as police now detain that little boy and wait to discuss the boy's actions with Oakland County prosecutors.
He's fucking skill eaters.
Yeah, he's definitely 10 years old.
That perpetrator reminds me. Did you guys hear the KFC burn down?
No.
Did it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
100%.
Where?
What, like gone?
The one in Airport Plaza burned down. Yeah.
What?
I was ground?
Okay. Like it's done? No! I don't even get to go there that much. What the fuck? What's next, Taco Bell?
No!
God damn it. What's going to happen to the White Castle.
You knock on wood right now. For the sake of Taco Bell.
I haven't had Taco Bell in quite a while either.
The girlfriend and I, we went to a nice little bar restaurant last night in Keyport, and on the way down, she goes, hey, did you know KFC burned down? And look, and like, I turned around, like, I gotta pull over. Like, I'm hurt.
Moment of silence here.
Pull over.
The structure is still there, but like, the entire roof is gone, and the whole, what is there is just completely charred.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, they weren't good, that particular location. They were very dirty, but it was the only thing we had.
Yeah, we did have
Chicken Corner's gone.
We did have the one in Shrewsbury, Eatontown area.
Is that not there?
I don't think it's been there for a while. I think it's a Dunkin' Donuts now.
Yeah.
But that one was there for quite a while. I only went to the one in Airport Plaza maybe 5 times in my life.
I would go. It's right down the street from my work, so I would go there once a month.
And actually, One of those times I went there was when they came out with the Double-icious.
Yeah.
Or the double down. Yeah, first was the double down, then it was the Double-icious, which was the sandwich version of the same thing. But the double down
now with bread.
Yeah. The double down was literally just two pieces of either fried or grilled chicken with some special delicious sauce and like cheese and bacon. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. I'll never get a chance to try it.
It was an Atkins fantasy.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
I think we just got done with a story with a 5-year-old girl that got shot. And we're like, well, the KFC broke down? Oh, what a shame.
That's terrible.
That's such a loss.
What is this world coming to?
Heads are falling off. KFCs are burning down.
10-year-old black kids are robbing banks.
Skittles.
Well, you could be 9.
Or 10. Or 8.
Or 8. We don't know.
We're not even sure it was a boy. Some humanoid figure.
Well, humanoid. He was kind of unusual looking for a human because he didn't have a head.
Yeah. What was up with that?
I don't know.
I guess it's that whole, under 18 they can't disclose.
Oh. You're such a
That's not a comedy.
It was very, it was relieving.
Yeah.
Had to get all that emotional stress out after the KFC news.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is terrible. I'm going to have to drive by there now tomorrow. I got to see it.
KFC, RIP.
I'm not going to accept this until I see it with my own eyes.
And actually, on the
Kentucky
way...
Kentucky burnt chicken.
On the way home, we were stopped at the red light right in front of it. And the car next to me, like, I'm looking at the person, and I roll down my window, and they roll down their window, and I go, hey, KFC burned down. And I just see... And I go, you're welcome. And wow. I just drive away.
Unreal.
It's one of those places that you don't go too often. And
yeah. And everybody's heartbroken over it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when the crocodile hunter died and everybody was really upset about it. You had no idea so many people liked him.
No.
It's like, what the fuck? He's dead? That's horrible. And then KFC's gone? Motherfucker. Oh,
life sucks.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's just all killer selves live on the air right now.
What's that?
I brought the pills with me.
Oh, killer selves?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I always have a cyanide tablet under my tongue just in case.
Yeah,
that's why I slur sometimes.
You guys go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, are you gonna do it?
He's not gonna do it.
Cross my arm. Scouts honor.
Oh, well, hey.
I'm right
Got
there.
Got the sublingual pills there.
Unbelievable. Well, now I'm depressed.
You got any uplifting stories here?
No.
That's it. I'm gonna Google real quick positive stories. News.
Do we have any kitten stories?
Positive kitten stories. Well, there's none for 2013, though, apparently, because that one didn't automatically come up.
Positive stories.
All right, here we go. Huffington Post has a section. Let's see what this is. It's probably going to be just a bunch of gay stuff.
Gay stuff?
Like, literally. Let's see.
Are you in the good news section?
This is apparently, it's called HuffingtonPost.com/good-news. It's so funny that it has to have its own section.
All right, guys, I got this covered. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
When 13-year-old Bethany Agnew purchased an ice cream topped with strawberry sauce naturally at the festival and blah, blah, blah in Anaheim, her little piggy could not resist but take a bite. Oh! She got an ice cream cone and her little piggy with a do-rag took a bite.
Oh, that's so adorable. And then the pig died, right?
Yes.
Glaucoma?
Yeah. Diabetes? Look at that little piggy.
Oh, you know, just looking at that pig did die, actually. It went on a late night Skittles run. And it was gunned down after it tried to attack its pursuant.
You know. It's funny because it's black.
Yeah.
Look at that ice cream cone. It's so heavy. This is the best story ever.
That pig is almost as excited as somebody's going to be when it turns into bacon.
Oh, my God.
No? Oh, my God. That is adorable.
It makes me miss my dog.
Yeah?
Why does it look like it's got little girl panties on its head, though?
Oh, it looks like that hide your kid, hide your wife guy.
It's just fucking You're smiling.
Right. Hide your ice cream, hide your strawberry sauce.
Ear to ear.
Oh,
by the way, man. I was right. One of the top stories on this page is a LGBT story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Teens touching video about falling for his best friend.
Dope.
We're not watching that.
That's kind of gay.
Wait, teens touching?
Oh. Well, it's two boys, so.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's gay.
This is what alpaca euphoria looks like. There are these, like, sort of giraffe, sort of white deer. I don't know if they're real or not. I don't think that's very entertaining.
Go with the one about the elevator joy bomb. That looks good.
Okay, yeah. What's an elevator joy bomb? What do you think that is?
I don't know.
So that's just a bunch of people who just all of a sudden bust out like in song.
There,
an elevator?
There appears to be video.
Maybe you can find that, Derek. Elevator.
That's on HuffPo?
I just sent it to Super Secret.
Elevator joy bomb.
Yeah.
And then here's another one here. Remembering my brother Dan Eldon, a journalist who died to tell the story. This is called good news.
What is good news?
Yeah, what else? Yeah. Oh, 20-year anniversary for Free Willy.
Really?
Yeah. Blind dog discarded by owners finds new home. All right, what is this?
Well, this video is on Soul Pancake, so you know it's a happy video.
Okay.
So they're setting up cameras. This is like a low for the show, by the way.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Is that Julie Brown?
Downtown Julie Brown.
Fake.
Downtown skin is brown.
Downtown asshole's brown.
Wow. Oh, this is terrible.
I knew that I would.
This is horrible.
Why does his keyboard have a straw?
It's called a
It's like an airboard.
Yeah.
It's like a half.
It'd be funny if that guy just raped her violently.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. There's a follow up story here to this.
She's really cute, though. I gotta tell you that.
Joy bomb in elevator leads to bludgeoning death of young girl.
Oh.
Uh huh. Yeah, that guy's getting into it. Nice sideburns. Okay. Help him out. Oh my God, he's dead. He's like moving a desk.
Melodica is what it's called.
Really? That's what it's called?
Or a melodica horn. Yeah, you blow into it. It's kind of like a accordion, but instead of squeezing it, you just blow into it.
Okay.
I feel like if you're that guy holding that desk, you're really pissed right now.
Well, he's trying to kill himself.
Yeah. Yeah, the other end of that desk is actually tied to his ankle, and they're taking it to the roof.
Just trying to commit suicide, guys. Come on.
Too Cold Scorpio getting down.
Yeah.
Hawaiian shirt's awful.
See, I like it when people, when they start like farting and stuff in the elevator. That's There's one of those and there's some black girl that came in. It was like the same setup and they just had like a really good fart maker. And black girl just turned and she's like, really? Really? And she gets so pissed off. What do we got? Anything else?
I'm like, just, dude, like, this is so horrendous. Like, first off, they have to scrape for these stories on the, quote, good news section of HuffPo. But, like, I'm looking through the list, and even though they're supposedly good stories, they're all, like, death and violence related still. I don't understand this. Amid deadly Arizona fires, ruins, a miracle.
Ah!
Teen shot by Taliban. Be peaceful and love everyone.
I found a great one. What? There you go. 5-year-old calls 911.
Right here. Yep. That's the next one. 5-year-old makes adorable and heroic 911 call. We should hear that one.
911.
I want to. All right, we'll do that. Hang on. Can you send it to me? Do you have it?
I'm trying, but
I'll get it.
My means won't get the link.
Copy the link address. Yeah. Let's go to. Oops.
Well, while you're doing that, did you want to talk about this thing, man?
It's on Kratz here.
Oh.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
What is this?
That's the O-ring, right? I mean. Okay, this is what I think it is.
Okay.
Okay. This is the blowjob enhancer tool.
Yes.
No teeth at all.
A girl puts this lip-shaped device in their mouth that opens their forces their mouth open to
like a perfect circle
to like yeah to like relatively perfect blowjob proportions. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say, depending on how big your cock is.
Well, we all know yours is massive, so go ahead.
I don't know if it would fit. but yeah, that's literally what it is. Like it's
it appears to be a gasket for the mouth.
Yes.
To aid in face fucking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely cram it in there.
I don't have to worry about teeth getting in the way. Or
for those of you not watching, this is an Asian thing.
Yeah,
I'm guessing Japan. I don't know. Mm. Can't tell by the eyes, but it is literally. It looks like
Japanese.
It looks like the end of some kind of fuck stick.
Yeah,
and women apparently just put this in their mouth, and they look like a blow up doll.
Yeah,
and it gives you big plush lips. Says a new device, which looks like a large pair of rubber lips, has promised to make you look younger without the need of surgery, as long as you don't mind looking like a fool while using it.
Okay, all right.
The face slimmer.
That's really, slimmer. Really? That's how they're selling this?
Claims to solve the timeless problem of how to give sagging facial skin and muscles a much-needed daily lift. Okay, so this is something you wear...
like in your sleep or something?
I
mean, like literally... can you close your mouth with that thing?
It says the product from Japan needs to be placed on the mouth, and the user then has to make a vowel sound for 3 minutes a day in order for it to work.
That's long enough, right?
It looks like she's trying to hold a note.
Yeah.
It apparently works by placing extra weight on the facial muscles. So you're working out your mouth.
I mean, there's other options for that. 3 minutes a day. I mean, it's, you know, it's all it takes.
I'm 45 seconds for
whoa.
Me. If you stick to this regimen, the makers promise you will not require operation to look more youthful, as this will do the job for you.
Oh, it'll do the job all right.
Fight wrinkles around your eyes and help shape the overall look of your face.
I would think this would wrinkle your face more because you're like...
I think so. You're stretching your mouth out.
Yeah, and you're like... like contracting the skin around the cheeks.
Maybe the muscles tighten up, pulls everything in a little tighter.
Fucking Japan.
It really is like the blowjob enhancement device.
So when do they start selling these used in vending machines or whatever?
Yeah.
What is they're fucked up people.
Yeah, they are.
Gangnam style.
Gagum style. This?
Bride's sister left with a broken nose during mass wedding brawl after being knocked out by her uncle following buffet scramble for a piece of chicken.
Oh, I thought it was Vegas skittles.
Fuck, I'm hungry.
Oh, don't that happen? Jesus Christ.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, Rocky Dennis again.
Hello.
A wedding reception ended in disaster when a family brawl over a piece of chicken saw the bride's sister punched unconscious by her own uncle. Crystal Coleman, 29, was left with a broken nose, two black eyes. She looks like Zimmerman.
Wait.
She got Zimmerman nose.
She got two black eyes and a
no,
broken
black
nose.
Black eyes.
Oh. Oh.
After Kurt Hughes, 53, allegedly punched her.
Curtis
her
Hughes?
Mr. Hughes.
The roughneck.
The fight erupted when the best man pushed into the buffet queue to get... this is British Daily Mail.
By the way, I used to call Mr. Hughes the big black man. Because he was the big black boss man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was with a fedora.
Yeah,
and he was on Lilo and Stitch.
Okay,
apparently. So yeah, they were fighting over a piece of chicken, and this girl just got fucking knocked out.
Yeah, good.
Again,
for her.
There's got to be more to this story.
I hope so.
You'll just. Ugh.
Kurt she looks good.
Kurt thought he was pushing the queue and called him a fat C blank blank blank.
Cunt.
Cock cunt. I don't know. My brother just told him there's no need for that sort of language. People were dancing, blah, blah, blah. Ugh.
Okay.
White trash.
You know, maybe they just really wanted that chicken.
Must have been good. I've never seen anyone fight over
how would
wedding
a chicken
food.
Have to be prepared for you to beat somebody up for it?
Oh, I'm talking like like Paula Deen style.
Yes.
Fried by a black man in a white suit.
See, I could have one that was just cooked in a microwave and then dropped on the floor, and I'd hit somebody.
Well,
for
I'll
it.
Tell you what. After the news I just got, if somebody came here with a bucket of KFC, I'd take you both out.
Oh my god!
Because that may be the last KFC
that's what
I
we're
ever
have.
Which I actually
next week KFC popcorn the popcorn chicken challenge.
Yeah, the challenge is finding it. There is none.
Whoever can find it in 30 minutes.
What is this you just sent me?
I thought I found the story about it, but apparently.
Woman stabbed on Homedale border, and more in Homedale Hazlet this week. There's people being stabbed around here?
I guess so, but I was actually supposed to be the KFC fire.
Oh.
But for some reason, it just redirected to the front page of the patch.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe there's a cover up.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I didn't really.
I don't want to hear about a woman being stabbed. I want to hear about.
Oh, let's hear. I want to hear the details of this. This is like something you'd read in the police blotter.
There's not even a story. There's just a headline and a picture
of a
car crash. What is up with this website?
It's patch, man. Shit's fucked
up. It says woman stabbed on Homedale border, and then there's a picture of a car crash.
Sounds good. Sounds feasible.
And there's no story.
Awesome.
You click on it and there's just more stories underneath.
Okay.
Oh my God.
More stupid stories to tell when you
fart.
Sorry,
put that there.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the website.
It's my fault.
You suck, Kev.
Get the fuck out of here, Kev. Oh,
damn. All right, I'll see you guys later.
I'm so upset over this fucking KFC
man. We hardly knew you.
I think we should have a moment of silence for KFC.
Shouldn't be hard on the show.
Just add up all the ones we had already. Probably about five.
Well, there's the excuse. It's all just been an honor of KFC.
Yeah. Oh my God. The 40 cricket salute.
40?
I don't know. Right. Yeah, I think we're done here, huh?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
We've satisfied the 1 hour mark.
I think so.
We stumbled to the finish line.
I think we may have even exceeded it.
Ooh.
Hopefully Steve will be back this Sunday, live, CWERadio.com. Check out our Facebook. Look us up there. We're on Twitter, too. You can get all the pertinent information, aristocratsradio.com. You can download the show. You can subscribe on iTunes. Automatically download the show. That'd be cool, right? Give me something to read when I get up in the morning and check the websites. And, yeah.
All that stuff.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. And RTF Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Saturday at the Warehouse Motor Club in Middlesex, New Jersey.
Finally, wrestling and rock and roll together.
For the
one
first
place.
Time ever.
First
never
time
before
ever.
Attempted. Never before even thought of.
And, of course, a very rare appearance from the Mrs. Cindy Lauper. She's going to be hitting Corey Havoc over the head with a gold record.
No, she's not going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was I sleep?
Cindy Lauper.
And contrary to the original flyer that was printed, The Undertaker won't be there.
Oh, my
either.
Goodness.
What about Liberace? Is he going to ring the bell?
He's dead.
How?
I looked at it. What insane clown posse might show up?
Might. We'll see you next week, guys. And thoughts and prayers with Steve.
And Trayvon.
Trayvon.